Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, Marks. Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, episode number 183.
183.
I am Jeremy, and sitting across from me is Mateo 83, Matt Salgado. How are you, sir?
Hey, yo. You got the razor's edge, yo? Hey, yo.
Hey, Paige, are you checking your Instagrams? Hey, yo.
He was known for making some pretty off-color remarks to divas, especially Paige.
Off-color.
Mainly to Paige, right? Like it was
putting it lightly.
Yeah, well, I am attempting to put it lightly. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How the hell are you doing?
I'm not too bad. I'm not bad.
That's awesome. That's good to hear.
What? Okay.
All what? Right,
so we've got more news. Al Snow arrested.
Oh, wow. Okay, Al Snow got arrested.
Anyways, we got a hell of a show ahead of us.
Leading off the top of the show, right. Al Snow arrested for head in public.
He was probably had head wrapped around his junk.
And head around his waist.
Let's see what happened. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, click on the link.
Like, why leave you hanging, people?
Mm-hmm.
To clear up my arrest, I had a ticket from 2 years ago, broken light, expired insurance, ID card, took care of it. That's it.
He
got arrested for unpaid fines, I guess.
Oh, how do you not pay a fine?
How unfucking rockstar.
Oh,
is
you
that?
Know how you not pay a fine? You don't pay a fine?
You don't.
You work for Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, that too. I technically
because
I don't
you don't get paid.
He doesn't wrestle for or he doesn't work for Impact anymore, does he?
Well, he worked for them within the past 2 years.
Okay, so he couldn't afford the
He could have afforded it.
I
he had
get
that
it.
Whole storyline with Grado.
I get it. Grado.
Grado.
Grado and Mahabali Shira.
Yeah.
Trying to get my best what the fuck is that douchebag's name? Josh Matthews.
Yeah.
Going on.
You know, speaking of Josh Matthews, I haven't been that bugged by him on Impact lately. Like, I feel like the back and forth that goes on now is kind of funny.
It was okay this week.
It's making fun of the fact that he was being a little D-bag online.
Yeah.
And so they're like, hey, let's just run with this, make it into a storyline.
And they amp it up.
And I love it because, like, so Borash would be standing behind him with signs.
Yeah.
And then he'd give the signs to kids and they'd be holding the sign. Yeah.
That's what they were doing last week. Mm-hmm. And it was okay. Sometimes he takes a little too far. Like, he just needs to edge back just a little to be perfect.
One of my favorite signs was lame AF.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Seriously said that. And Pope was like, I don't know what that means. What does AF mean?
That's great.
Yeah. That's pretty
awesome. But this week he was talking about, he's like, oh, this week I gained 250,000 Twitter followers. JB gained 25 pounds in catering. His comparisons, like his comparison as I grow on Twitter versus as his waistline grows.
That's fantastic.
It's not bad. I mean, I'm looking forward to, I guess, this match between the two of them.
Oh, what? Apparently, yeah. I missed Impact. So.
I didn't hear him like announce anything, but during last week's episode, Josh Matthews kept referring to when I get him in the ring, when it's the two of us in the ring, and he kept like all episode long referring to his in-ring experience. He's like, I'm gonna hit him with a moonsault, with a shooting star. He's gonna get a Falcon Arrow. Like he just started naming out stuff.
Just throwing names
out
there.
And JB was giving as Josh Matthews would call moves incorrectly, JB was giving the correct names to the kids and the people behind him to yell out to him.
That's awesome.
So it was a decent Impact. We got to see E Cowboy 3.
Yeah,
James Storm's music hit and EC3 came out dressed as a cowboy, which is probably one of the funniest things I've seen. Or you know, it's nice to have a return to form for EC3. I love heel EC3. I mean, he's a decent face, but God, I love heel EC3.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome to have around.
It's a decent week this week. You didn't get to watch any Impact. Did you get to watch Ring of Honor, though?
No.
War of the Worlds?
Oh, I did watch the last night.
The New York night?
Yep.
Yep, so did I.
The one that mattered most.
The one that mattered most, exactly. We got a great tag team match. The Bucks retained. Dim Boys and Bully Ray retained their three-man tag titles, so that was a hell of a match as well. There was, I mean, there was not a match that disappointed. Do you want to run through a quick recap on it?
Yeah, I don't got the card pulled up. You're talking about it.
You keep talking. I'll pull it up.
So, yeah, big news. We had a new member of Bullet Club. And we got
one out and ushered one
in. We got one out. We got one in. Good stuff. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
Let's talk about who, what went down. Who do we lose?
So we lost Adam Cole, as you kind of predicted that his time in Ring of Honor would be up. We were wrong. He did have a match, obviously, at World of Worlds.
We couldn't find it for some weird reason, right?
So many nights. So Adam Cole had a match against Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Yes.
I believe. And so I guess he lost. I can't remember. But what happened after was the main.
Yeah, so we had a bit of a. We had this curtain call.
We had a curtain call, even being called the curtain call. Young Bucks go out. Looked like they were going to super kick him at first, but then as Adam Cole turned around, they're like, just kidding. And give him big hugs and kind of like, you know, oh, peace out. But then Kenny Omega pops up on the screen. He has this very convoluted, very cryptic, you know, message as far as Adam Cole leaving Ring of Honor and knowing that he's leaving. And with the message of, like, every club needs a villain.
Yeah, so there was the Elite posted a video leading into this. So I guess there was some stuff. Marty Scurll was teasing along the Bucks and kind of teasing them to, you know, start some stuff between them and Adam Cole and basically making it seem like he was going to attack them and stuff like that. And they were playing against him. But the Elite shared a video where he was in with them the whole time.
Yeah.
And I guess Adam Cole had poisoned Nick Jackson. I guess he had put some stuff in his drink and made him shit his pants to miss a match. Yeah. And they had found that out. They watched security tape, so they were preparing all week long. They had this really great backstage video on the Elite's YouTube page where they like laid everything out. So it was real played by Kenny Omega, where he brought up exactly like you said, you know, every club needs of every did club. He say every club or was it like because every story or what was it?
Oh, yeah.
Every story has a hero, but they also need a villain.
They also need a villain.
And the camera pulls out and it shows. Did you catch his mask?
Yeah.
Marty Scurll's mask. It was the normal black mask that he wore, but it was half and half. It was normal, his mask, and half of it was the Terminator mask that Kenny Omega wore.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. And they show it on that behind-the-scenes video from the Elite.
That's cool.
Of course, lights go out. Lights come back on. Skrull's in the ring with a Bullet Club umbrella. And God, he took that to the side of Adam Cole's head. Dirty, man.
Jeez. Gave him a nice send-off.
I love the image of him holding up Cole by the neck from the hook of the umbrella, the handle.
Yeah.
And they were Nick and Matt Jackson were kissing his cheek as they went on. So we got on night number 4, which was kind of like the Raw after.
Basically,
We had a match between Marty Scurll, who defeated Adam Cole. So that was his actual send-off.
Yeah.
And Cole took to the mic, thanking everybody, saying that no matter where he goes, he appreciates all the fans and stuff like that. But night 3 was the major one. Night 3 was basically the pay-per-view event. We saw the Kingdom, Matt Taven. And Vinny Marciale, I guess, with TKO Ryan, defeated the Tempura Boys. The Rebellion, Kenny King, Rhett Titus, and Shane Taylor with Caprice Coleman defeated Cheeseburger, Grado, and Will Ferrara, or Guido, excuse me. Dalton Castle defeated Bobby Fish. That was a Fatal 4. So it was Bobby Fish. It was Dalton Castle beat Bobby Fish, Kushida, and Silas Young. Hangman Page defeated Frankie Kazarian in a hell of a match. War Machine defeated Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin. That was Evil and Sonata and Search and Destroy Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley. Will Ospreay defeated Jay White. Fucking crazy match. That was that was probably one of my favorites of the night.
Match of the night.
Yeah. Bully Ray and the Briscoes, as I mentioned earlier, defeated Chaos, which was Beretta, Hiroki, and Rocky Romero. Marty Scurll defeated Matt Sydal. The Young Bucks defeated Los. I'm not even going to attempt to. It's Bushi and Tetsuya Naito. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the rest.
Hiroshi
Tanahashi and Adam Cole. Tanahashi defeated Adam Cole. And Christopher Daniels, in one hell of a match, defeated Cody and Jay Lethal.
That was really
good. Did you get to see the finish of that match? Yeah. I loved Cody. Having Jay Lethal in the figure four. I was about to say Fantastic Four.
Four
and the best moonsault ever being hit on him. Ah, such a good match.
Yeah, and that's the way it ended.
And then do you realize we have 3 events, even though one of them is a small event to preview this week?
I didn't even know that.
There's I don't know how soon this was announced, but there's a UK
Oh, the UK match. Tournament. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a tournament or what?
No,
is
it's a UK just special. UK special showing up on
Friday night.
Friday night. So the UK special will be premiering, I believe, 8 p.m. UK time. But that's going to be showing, I think, at 4 o'clock United States time. I can't remember. It's kind of a weird...
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, jeez. Click on when... yeah. Click on the thing that's there. We left out the fact that we do have a new Ring of Honor TV champion in Kushida.
We do. Yeah, that happened the next night.
Yeah. So, that's pretty awesome. So, like...
Took that off of Marty Scurll, didn't he?
Yeah. So, let's see when this... tournament special is going to be airing. I don't know. Oh, you got a big old, big ass ad. Scientists are calling the Smart Peel Viagra. Oh, sorry.
Thank
the
you.
The special could pave the way for the WWE Network show. Okay. It was originally set to premiere at 1 a.m. British Standard Time. Okay, but they changed
it. Can now reveal that the first broadcast of the program has been changed to the UK audience friendly time of 8 p.m. British Standard Time.
That is awesome. Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch.
So it's going to be a UK 205 Live crossover. So there's going to be guys from the UK tournament and guys from the CWC
that we're going to see.
Let's see.
Sorry, Mini Yam guys. I'm drinking my coffee. I'm trying to wake up.
I'm just going to punch him in the face. That'll wake him up.
No, knock me out.
Knock you out. But I think that was about it for that. There's not any... they did state that Tyler Bate was going to...
That's me coughing on my coffee.
Was going to defend his title, but they didn't announce against who.
And he's Pete Dunne.
But that's this weekend.
Yeah.
They mentioned that he was going to be in action defending his title in the commercial that I saw.
Ty Dillinger.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Ten.
No, Ty Dillinger has a pre-show match.
So how are you liking the whole GFW Impact?
I'm digging it. Merger. It's a lot of fun. I like where we're going here. It's a totally different feel from what Impact has been lately, especially the last 2 years.
Right.
And it's even a nice kind of reboot process that they kind of need to go through, especially with the Hardys gone. Because much of the show was basically just Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we liked Impact a lot. Now with the Hardys gone, it's kind of just like, hey, what can we do to freshen things up? What can we do to bring our audience back that was obviously really into the Hardys and now they're in WWE. Hey, let's Jeff Jarrett's back in the company.
Right.
What does Jeff Jarrett have? GFW. Let's just kind of combine the best of both of the companies and move on from there. We've seen an exodus of talent from Impact, but we've also brought in some familiar faces in
Nick Magnus. Exactly. Like Sanjay Dutt.
Sanjay Dutt's back.
See, Sanjay Dutt got his
Loki is back.
Busted the hell out.
That is some amazing stuff. So the fact that we had these guys back is awesome because they're familiar faces with Impact that were there years ago. And we get some new faces, you know, popping up. And
just made it interesting. And that's the thing, like watching Raw and SmackDown this week.
Yeah.
There's just not anything to stand out, to make it its own. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just your cookie-cutter wrestling show, they feel
I
like.
I think that's the benefit to Impact right now.
And Impact has the GFW crossover going, so it makes them stand out a little bit. Ring of Honor's Ring of Honor, so they're always going to stand out. Lucha Underground's Lucha Underground, they're always going to stand out. It's like every other show out there right now has their own thing. And WWE is just WWE right now. And it's gotten
kind of just stuck in their lull. Yeah,
very stale. I did not enjoy Raw or SmackDown this week. Yeah. Like it was just nothing really.
I'm not getting the booking. It's kind of throwing me off a bit. But
they're killing it on pay-per-views. Yeah. I mean, the pay-per-views are great, but getting us to the pay-per-views is a long.
That's the hard part for them. Is like we get good shows at the end of the month, but we get a really not so well build going towards it.
Right,
and I think they lose a core like they lose a lot of their audience based on that build.
I think so too.
And it's kind of like, well, I don't want to watch it live, I'll watch it recorded.
Well, if I've already paid for a year of this shit, I might as well just watch the pay-per-view. So, you know, and yeah, that's the thing, is I didn't Monday night rolled around and I had no desire to watch Raw. Normally I'm right there, I'm glued, you know. I at least started an hour
you
late.
And me both, because I was out running around and I think I even had a meeting and I didn't mind it going past like 6 o'clock. I was right. At 6:30. And Raw's already 30 minutes into, you know, being on the air at 6:30 our time. And I'm just thinking like, okay, I'll just catch it later.
We've been running through all the Harry Potter movies lately. Yeah. And that's what we did.
Harry Potter.
Hey, Harry. Hello.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, Harry.
Harry. Your mom and dad are dead.
Your mom and dad are dead.
James Potter.
You know who killed your mom and dad? The Undertaker when he was in the ministry. No, but that's what we did Monday night. Like, I just had no desire to watch Raw. I watched Raw today. I watched Raw and SmackDown both today and Impact today.
If you guys are big Harry Potter fans, I advise you to listen to a band called Harry and the Potters.
Yeah.
They're on Spotify.
All I think I've albums. Heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, they've actually played a concert here a couple
That's
years
right.
back.
That's why I've heard of them.
And they were pretty awesome. All their songs are obviously about Harry Potter.
Right.
And
you ever heard of Austrian Death March?
No.
It is a metal band, and the lead singer sings in an impression of Arnold Schwarzenegger. All the songs are about Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're so good.
Austrian Death March. Hashtag that.
Or it's Death March or Death Machine, something like that.
I'm sure it'll pop up in Spotify.
Right.
So yeah, what were we talking about? Wrestler Black.
Lackluster Raw.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Tyler Black. Aleister Black was at Raw this week.
Oh, he was backstage. Yeah, that is right. Backstage. Yeah.
There was rumor that he may have been there for a dark match, but it never happened.
Did you see that Instagram of I think it was Seth Rollins, and he's it's at a Raw event, and he's saying like this theme is sick. And it's Aleister Black's theme being played.
Really?
Yeah, so it was while Black was going out for his dark match.
Nice.
And Seth's out there on the stage watching him go out there because he digs the theme.
The theme is sick.
Yeah,
man.
He easily has the best theme song in WWE right now. It's pretty awesome.
There's rumor they may be bringing him up fairly quick.
Oh, I don't blame them. I think I even said that. Like Aleister Black is someone that. I feel you don't want to let him linger in NXT for a long time. Unless you're going to do big things with him right away. And
Vince is apparently high on him, which is very rare for NXT guys.
I'm high. Oh, that Aleister Black. Oh.
The kid with all the tattoos.
The kid with all the tattoos. He's a good kid. I like that look. And it's a different look, but I like that look.
He makes my nipples hard.
And something's going down. The jackhammer is moving around again.
Oh, and, it's alive.
It's alive. Kalinda.
Kalinda. We were watching the 24. Finn Balor.
Yeah.
And right as he starts to walk out for his return, he gives PSAs a fist bump.
Oh, yeah. That was so funny.
Right as he did, like, I looked over at my wife. I was like, hey, man, you got any numbers chicks backstage?
How you seen Rosa lately?
Hey, man. Hey. You know how much poon that hand has touched? You better wash that, Finn.
Hey, Finn. Don't wash that hand.
No, better yet, you might want to watch it. It's got the Aleister Black plague.
It's got some Rosamunda Cooter juice on there. You're just gonna wash that off. Bad Street.
Bad Street USA. I don't think my PSA's impression is ever the same.
No, I think we had to change it up just a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
But I did. I laughed. You know, and it was funny. I watched half of that to kind of start watching it, and I was watching it today on my lunch break.
It was better than Raw.
And it was better than Raw. But that was like one of the very first scenes is him going out there. Like, because it's cutting in, it goes 6 months earlier or whatever. And I thought that was hilarious. I was like, of course, PSAs is like at the beginning of this, right before you, like, Red Hat Gorilla.
He's like, man,
you go out there and you stomp them.
I bet you're wearing rain boots because you're just walking through vagina, you Irish fuck.
You're a good looking kid, Finn Balor.
Hell, I'd do you.
Yeah.
Back in my Freebird days.
I hit you up on your bad street.
We believed in free love back in the Freebird days. Hell, we used to be called the Fabulous Free Lovers.
But then they told us, no, you should probably tone that down because this is the 70s. This is the 70s. People don't
And I said, hey, fuck you, Vince McMahon. I'm not in your territory.
F you, Vince Senior.
Senior, you son of a bitch.
You're cocksucking junior son of a bitch.
Saying son of a bitch reminded me on EC3's promo this week. He was pretending to be James Storm. He's like, there's only three types of sun that come out of Boca Raton, Florida. And that's sunshine, sunflower seeds, and that son of a bitch EC3.
Oh, that's great.
It was so great.
That's a good promo. That is a hell of a
good
promo.
I'll have to show you the whole promo while we're wrapping things up. It's so
before
good.
We move into the card here for Backlash and NXT, some shenanigans occurred online by a man that goes by the name of Randall Keith Douchebag Orton.
Is his middle name Keith?
Yeah.
RKO. Are you serious?
RKO, yeah.
Shut
That's what that
up.
Means, yeah.
Oh,
you didn't
my
know that?
God, no.
Seriously? No. Through all these years.
I was thinking TKO, you know? I mean, it makes sense, but god damn it.
Randall Keith Orton, RKO. Yep, ruined it for you, didn't I? Your boner just...
So anyways, well, he retweeted... It wasn't him that posted this originally, but he retweeted. It says, every indie match now, handshake, drawn out exchange. This is awesome chant. Strike exchange, dive. No sell indie strong style, dive. More strikes, no sells, dive. Flippy floppy sequence, dive. Hit everyone with each other's finisher, then Humpty Dumpty, we all fall down. Fight forever chant, rinse and repeat until every move is useless and means nothing. Dive. Take unsafe shot that looks like shit and hurts like hell, and then roll up finish. Handshake, hug after match, everyone's hands raise, all these guys chant. Go home and type on social media thanking all your opponents and company for the match and telling guys they should, or telling others they should book these guys. Dot, 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 dot. Dive. And Randy Orton tweeted, dive. And
I want to know how many indie matches Randy Orton's watching.
Oh, no, he's not watching any indie matches. He's probably not watching any WWE matches other than his own at this point. To which point he got roasted on Twitter.
Oh, of course.
By everybody. So he typed this out, tweeted it, and said, I really need to issue an apology. Sorry to the indie marks, indie guys, and old timers who do dives, or who took offense. Just having some good times over a few drinks in Denmark, closing down the SmackDown Live tour while beating Raw and making over $5 million in the last 11 shows. Now, I know to some that doesn't equate to a standing room only crowd of 150 people paying $8 at an armory somewhere. But in the big boy world, that's called putting asses in seats. So enjoy your flips, dives, and 20 super kicks per match. To each their own, I will go dive back into my 13th title run and get ready to flip when my bank statement comes this month. Headlock.
Stupid.
Yeah. So Velvet Sky replied back because Bubba Ray posted a picture of him diving and just put dive with a rockstar fist. And Randy Orton replied to that and said, LOL, there's a difference between a young, hungry talent diving and an old, out of shape vet falling.
Oh.
And Velvet Sky replied, wow, what a dick thing to say. And there's a great picture, if you're watching us, it's real blurry, of Goldust. It's him with his glasses on. It says, me watching Randy Orton's Twitter feed. But Bubba Ray replied back. He said, dear Randy Orton, my tweet had zero to do with you. Looks like you were wrong yet again. You're still awesome. Thumbs up. Falling greater than House of Horrors. And it just went on. Low-key replied and said, unfortunately, Randy Orton is protected by WWE. Come out in the real world and test your tantrum with adults. Keep in mind that the guy complaining about the indie wrestling is the same guy that failed two drug tests and injured himself while taking out the trash at home.
This is true. Yeah. This is all very true.
Low-key took some shots, man. Young Bucks posted a picture, or they retweeted Randy Orton's post and said, apology accepted. Having a little bit of fun with it. So,
yeah, I don't know how many people have ever gone to a show because of Randy Orton's
there. No, fuck no. I always felt down. I'm like, this is the guy? Like, this is the guy who's headlining us? Is Randy Orton? I remember we were at a show that he returned at, and I still wasn't happy.
Beep, 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 beep. Nobody cares.
Stephanie McMahon is pushing hard for Crazy Steve in WWE. Do you know he's legally blind?
What?
Yeah.
For real?
Crazy Steve is legally blind and without the help of special contacts would not be able to see anything.
Wow.
So she is pushing hard to sign Crazy Steve, basically to exploit his blindness. No, she wants him to be an advocate for seeing impaired and blind.
Exploit that blindness.
Yes. Yeah. But that's good for him. Whatever gets him in the door, man. Right? Shh.
Big bucks.
Let's see.
Big bucks.
Don't Villain Club
give
shirt.
A... You can't see it
either. Villain Club shirts are available on Pro Wrestling Tees. Those are friggin'
are
awesome.
Are they already up? They're already up for sale.
Already available.
Amazing. Speaking of Pro Wrestling Tees, boom. Hey, they got big news. They're going to be in Hot Topic stores.
Yep.
Huge news.
I sent you a picture of the Cody Rhodes one,
didn't I?
I believe
so. In June, sometime
mid-June.
June 2nd, yeah.
I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. Jeremy's highly looking forward to it. Just go to Clovis, man. It's not that far.
We're headed out of town anyway. I might as well stop.
Headed out of town.
We're headed out of town. We're going to Cali, so I'm just going to pick one up.
In July?
Yeah, but I'll pick one up then. You want to go for a trip? You want to go to Clovis and go fucking raid their Hot Topic?
Yeah.
I'm down. If you want to go,
we'll I will call beforehand and make sure they have stupid shirts there.
Pull up stock. Yeah. Pull up their stock. Yep. There was a little bit of news about the women's tournament.
WWE signed a Stardom superstar.
They signed two Japanese female superstars. There's also word that they are after Marty Bell and Jade.
Backstreet USA.
Man, I'm going to touch Jade.
Jade from TNA.
said Lita, Beth Phoenix, as well as Bayley and Charlotte are all names rumored to be in this tournament as well.
Who?
Bayley, Lita, Beth Phoenix, and Charlotte.
Lita?
Yeah.
Beth Phoenix?
Yeah. They're rumors. Keep that in mind. They are rumors.
What was the finisher called?
Beth Phoenix?
The Glamazon Slam, right?
The Glamaslam? I don't know.
But basically, it was the Implant Buster.
Yeah.
Is what it was called.
WWE has yet to announce who will be doing the commentary for all the women's tournament, but PWI Insider reports that
I want it to be an all-female team.
They're talking of using Charlie Caruso.
Great.
And Renee Young.
Oh, that'd be great. I want an all-female commentary.
Oh, that's what it is. So Charlie Caruso and Renee Young.
What the hell's going on out there?
The dog and the cat are probably fighting. Charlie Caruso and Renee Young are the main two rumors.
USA.
But also
Quintina.
Lita, Beth Phoenix, Bayley, and Charlotte are rumored to be announcers.
Awesome.
Okay.
It's not called TNA.
So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Wrestling from Anthem. Anthem. It's Anthem.
My wife wants to kill Kathy Kelly.
Because she's hot?
Because she's with Finn Balor.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Wow. Good job, Finn.
Pictures of Finn Balor and Kathy Kelly walking hand in hand.
Good job,
Finn. I told her. I said,
look. I hate that Irish charm, huh?
I said, look, you can't be mad, you know? If I was that petty, I mean, it's not like I send death threats to Charlie Caruso's husband lately.
Is she married?
I don't
know. Lately? That mother...
Wow. A little bit more news before we get into good predictions.
Job, very happy for Finn.
Progress.
Kathy Kelly.
Right? Progress has announced
Kathy.
The 16 competitors for their Super Strong Style 16 tournament.
So Finn and Kathy get photographed together and they're automatically assumed to be together.
They're holding
holding hands. What about Roman and Braun?
They hold hands all the time.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you saw those pictures, well,
Roman,
right?
Roman held his hand throughout all those matches.
So
terrible. Oh, I said it!
He said it. Good job. I like that. The 16 competitors announced for the Super Strong Style 16 tournament in progress are Jack Sexsmith, Pastor William Ever, Jeff Cobb, who is the Monster Matanza.
Fuck yeah.
Jimmy Havoc, Jack Gibson, Fatima, Trent Seven.
Sure it's not Fatima.
Travis Banks, Zack Sabre Jr., Nathan Cruz, Mark Haskins, Matt Riddle, Mark Andrews, Flash Morgan Webster, David Starr, and none other than the WWE UK champion, Tyler Bate.
Nice.
I like that WWE is allowing some of these guys to, I mean, they're probably not under a full-time contract,
yeah,
but you Bate have your UK champion.
Bate and Dunn are still part of the Progress team.
It's so cool.
And so is Gallagher, I believe.
Did you see Dunn use that kid as a weapon in a match? That was so great, wasn't it?
Dunn's amazing. Dunn's a great heel.
I can't wait for Saturday, man. It's going to be a hell of a match.
Are you ready for Adam Cole Saturday? Yeah, I'm looking forward to that UK special on Friday. And then
it's going to be a good weekend of wrestling.
And NXT.
Because believe it or not, Backlash is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, and Backlash is scheduled to be a great show.
As long as you keep Naomi off the mic.
All right. Since we brought it up, let's do some predictions.
Let's do it.
Shall we?
Before we do, let me ask you one question. See if you caught this. Was everybody, especially on Raw, off this week? Like, their timing was off. They did not sound well on the mic. At one point during Alexa Bliss's promo, there was a bad feedback problem.
I feel
feedback echo in the arena.
There's been some technical issues going on.
And it wasn't just... And then Balor. When Balor was doing his backstage interview with Charlie, his mic was muffled.
Yeah.
Like, it just... And it wasn't just that. It's just everybody's promo... They didn't seem to be into it.
Somebody was on vacation.
Or that they knew, like, you know, they were just like, they stumbled along their words. Same thing happened on SmackDown. It just...
I think both crews, not only just the superstars, but they just all got back from that UK tour. Like, true. They literally just flew back and had to do Raw. And I could just imagine being jet lagged and having to do a freaking 3-hour show and prepare all day for it. Yeah. You adjust your schedule.
Yeah.
Because you're in the UK, you're 8 hours ahead, I believe. You know, so you've adjusted to sleeping there for the past 2 weeks.
And you Bayley said she on the fly to come back.
Bayley was in three countries in one day. She straight up tweeted that.
Yeah,
she wasn't complaining. She's just like, I woke up
it's
in
crazy.
Germany.
I've done this.
I wrestled in Switzerland, and I'm falling asleep tonight in somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, gosh. Yeah. I can only imagine. Not only
that's
the schedule,
be it, right?
That has to be not only the schedule that they are already. In when they just toured the U.S. and Canada, but when they hit overseas and they don't get a day to adjust to that schedule, they have to go and wrestle two shows in a day starting at 2:00 local time.
Did you also care? Oh, no, you didn't watch Impact this week.
No, I didn't.
Josh Matthews is taking shots at WWE because they're about to run their India tour, right?
Yeah.
Impact Wrestling is holding an Impact, a legit Impact show
right. Yeah.
from India. They're the first major wrestling company to have their flagship show broadcast from India. Yeah. And they were pointing that out. Like, many have done there, many have been there, but nobody's broadcast. Yeah. We're the first.
That's awesome.
And they kept bringing it out. That's pretty cool.
No, they should tout it. I mean, if WWE is getting ready to promote Jinder Mahal, he may not be winning this match.
The Mahara.
If they're promoting him to, even though he's from Canada.
Yeah.
To for this big Indian
even the
market.
Bollywood boys are from Canada.
Yeah, for this huge Indian market, like yeah, you know, the WCW did the exact same thing in WWF mm-hmm. back in the day. When WWF was doing something new, WCW would make fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so or they say like, oh, we were doing it better, blah blah blah. So if WWE as a big company is, or WWE as a big company is doing it, you know, it's only right I think if you're a smaller company to be like, and you're trying to make some way into the ratings, just be like, hey. That's nothing new. That's something we've already done.
Speaking of WCW, Fall Brawl 97 has been heralded or known as Tony Schiavone's best pay-per-view.
Yeah?
Like he's Fall been, Brawl 97. He was on his shit. He didn't miss a beat. He called everything right. He was on another level. And this week he was doing an interview. He was like, yeah, I was on speed during that.
I was going to say, was he on cocaine?
He was. He said he was diagnosed with ADHD
uh-huh.
and he was taking medication for
wow.
it.
Wow.
And he was on a heavy dosage of it at that time.
That is amazing.
So that's why he was so pinpointed.
Fall Brawl 97. Yep. You're going to know. I'm going to watch that.
That's pretty damn good.
Watching that tonight.
I want to go back and watch that now.
Yeah, I'll watch that tonight. After
Let's
I
do
I
some predictions. We predicting both shows?
Predictions. NXT TakeOver Chicago happening Saturday night.
We need predictions.
One, two, three, four. Four. We got four matches we're going to talk about.
We need to get Michael PSAs to off. Sing a prediction song.
Prediction Show USA.
Hey, man, I touched some butts.
But it wasn't in a gay way. Not there. There's anything wrong with that. Tyler Bate will be defending his UK championship against Pete Dunne. So we got four big matches on the main card, and of course, it'll be dark matches that will probably be broadcast next week. So I think I got Pete Dunne winning this title, man.
I'm going Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne. We both the smart marks are picking Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne
to be the new UK champion.
His little throat
yeah,
slash.
Yeah, it's awesome. What is he called? The Bruiserweight.
Yeah, the Bruiserweight. I love that idea.
Such a good
so
name.
So cool.
The Authors of Pain will be defending their NXT Tag Team Championships against #DIY. It's good to see Tommaso Ciampa and Gargano getting this, you know, actual rematch.
Yeah.
This may be a send-off. I don't know. It kind of feels that way. And I know it's kind of a weird time of the year to do that. But I think what they should start doing is actually staggering when we send guys off instead of sending them off all at once.
Well, let's also remember that the Revival is still out of action for some time.
Yeah, so you need maybe a team like DIY to make the jump to the main roster.
Yep.
Do some damage, and then guess who shows up? The Revival to kind of ruin their party.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. So I'm going Authors of Pain.
Authors of Pain to retain. Whoa.
Hey now.
Ooh, Jeremy's not wearing socks or shoes.
You know what I'm enjoying? Is that newer tag team. Oh, what the hell is their name? Is it High Voltage? What the hell is their name? The fucking Road Construction.
They're hilarious.
I love that tag team. Is that the name? Is it High Voltage?
I think it is. Yeah, it has to be something.
There's
like
Heavy Machinery.
That's it.
That's
what it is.
Yeah.
I love the shorter, fatter one. He's just kind of like, yeah.
I dig it.
It's such, and you know what? I think maybe 2 years ago they wouldn't have worked in NXT.
No, but
NXT
right now
would have hated them because they hated Bull Dempsey.
Yeah,
and they hated even Baron Corbin being there at one point. And I felt like right place, right time for that team because the crowd has sort of matured into kind of accepting funny gimmicks.
They're more indie now.
Yeah, they're more indie.
Yeah.
And so a team like Heavy Machinery,
which is weird to say about the NXT crowd,
hilariously working right now at a time right now when it shouldn't work.
You're right.
You know, and I think it's great. I'm going with Authors of Pain. Looking forward to Heavy Machinery becoming like, I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but I'm looking forward to Heavy Machinery against Authors of Pain at some point in the future.
Mm-hmm. Authors of Pain aren't bad. It's just their gimmick is kind of stupid.
Yeah, and
they're great in the ring. I love the Super Collider.
They need Ellering there to finish out that gimmick for them. But
I don't know, man.
Heavy Machinery.
I don't like Ellering being there.
But because they just feel too much like a Shield ripoff to me. Like they got the GD vest and the pants. It's like you have Ellering there, and it kind of, you know, sets them apart different because neither one of them can talk on the mic all that well. and you have that mouthpiece there so that you want me to close the door?
Yeah, if you can.
Yeah.
So you have them shoes there. On, and, so I have no traction to try to back the like, shit. I just thought I heard the garage, so I know kids are going to be walking in and saying, ah, blah, blah, blah. I mean, nothing's a bad thing. I love my kids. But yeah, I am totally looking forward to more out of Heavy Machinery. Yeah. I hope they get a much bigger push.
Just in time. NXT Women's Championship match coming up. It feels so weird to take my headphones out after I've been talking into the microphone with
right.
it. And I'm just like, whoa, that sounds weird.
This whole world.
It's a whole different world. Oh, so much better. Oh, that feels so good. Where? Putting my earphones back in. Asuka will be defending her championship against Ruby Riott and Nikki Cross.
Ember Moon was supposed to be part of this
match. Recently broke Goldberg's record.
Yep.
Now she's has the longest undefeated streak.
Time to drop it.
You think that's what's going to happen? You think just because she barely passed it that they'll just go over and have her
normally what they do. Yeah.
I don't think she's losing it.
But I don't think she is. I would like to see Nikki Cross get this title.
And it's way too early for Ruby Riott. And yeah. I feel like she doesn't have that much of a build yet.
Yeah.
But maybe giving her the title this early will kind of build her up as a strong character.
Right.
But I don't see them taking this off of Asuka just yet.
I don't.
And
I mean, it's their MO to do that kind of stuff, is let them just barely beat it and then take it from them.
But I feel like Asuka's dying to get out.
Maybe. Yeah.
And but if Asuka leaves, where does she go?
SmackDown would be a better fit for her.
Yeah. Don't I think you? Asuka versus Charlotte kind of a situation would be amazing.
Yes, absolutely.
And or even goes,
Asuka versus Bliss.
I like kind of like the heel role she's playing now because yeah. she's just like, one, I can kill everybody and I know it.
Right.
And I'm not going to run away from fights. I'll go and kick people in the head. Who was it? There was somebody. There was an interview with somebody. God, I wish I remember her name. Oh, I think it was Alexa Bliss. And she was talking about being kicked by Asuka. And they were talking about, like, oh, how's it feel to be kicked by, you know, those get those kicks from Asuka? And she's like, it's not fun. And she doesn't hold back. She goes, those kicks are legit.
That's funny.
She's like, there's 100% behind those kicks. And she goes, I almost died. Really good interviews with Alexa Bliss, I think, the past 2 weeks. I think on two different shows with Jericho and as you see right there in our newest edition in the podcast room in the studio. And I think also on Compadre, she did an interview.
Nice.
Really good. So, yeah, I'm going with Asuka to walk out with the championship.
Yeah, I'm probably going with Asuka. I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know. I'm just stale on Asuka. I'm happy that they're turning her heel a bit.
But I'm a little, yeah, this it's starting to wear on me, Asuka, but they're using this as a good way to build up that women's division. I think yep. once Ember Moon returns, which she will.
It's going to be her. I think if Ember Moon was in this match, she would have been winning.
I think this was the one where she was going to win.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And I think when she does come back and if Asuka's still there, she's going to take that title off of her, which is cool, I think, too, because then it builds up that undefeated streak possibly. And guess what? Now we have a woman that has the longest undefeated streak.
Yep, that's pretty cool.
And then that's even something else that WWE can like push and like, hey, this woman's evolution of wrestling, you know, is hitting all the markets. And we have a woman here. So we have two women now, one with the longest undefeated streak and Charlotte with like the best pay-per-view record of all time
exactly.
still. So that looks good on their books. NXT Championship match. Bobby Roode defending his title against Hideo Itami.
Bobby Roode.
I think if this was, if Hideo Itami had never left, I would say Hideo Itami easily. If he had never got injured twice.
Yeah.
But because he's been hurt, I don't see them. I think it's nice. I'm glad that Tommy's finally getting that title shot that's been eluding him.
Yeah.
Even like
since against Balor.
Yeah, so. Young Balor. On Samoa Joe, Sami Zayn, even to a lesser extent, just because injuries got in the way. And I feel like every time he did get injured,
he's been injured for the better part of the last 2 years.
He was bound to break through.
Yeah.
But I like that he's actually getting a shot at the title.
But I'm picking Bobby Roode because I really think.
Me too.
We're going to see someone like Drew Galloway or possibly even Aleister Black. Or even and Adam Cole. One of those three guys is probably going to be the one that takes this from Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. Like, I would love to see. If you had my pick, I would kill to see Drew Galloway with this title.
So.
That's got to be your next feud, right?
Yeah. We're predicting that Adam Cole's there at NXT.
Adam Cole's there. Bullet Club,
but
baby.
Do you think Adam Cole will do anything at all ring-wise?
No.
I'm not saying match-wise, but just get involved and super kick somebody?
Maybe, but I think what we're probably going to see is what we usually see.
What if he super kicks both Bobby Roode and Hideo Itami at the end of the night?
That'd be cool.
I think you got to do something big. with Adam Cole.
I think so too.
Because you want this NXT crowd, and the crowd there is gonna pop for Adam Cole because they know who Adam Cole is. But I think you got to do something big and not just have him show up in a suit sitting outside, because they only had one guy really to kind of do that early on, and that was Bobby Roode before anything kind of happened with them.
Well, he did with Bobby Roode.
And he had this long build because Bobby Roode was there legit without a contract.
For a long time
until he finally got offered one.
They also did it with Kenta, even though he didn't have a contract. They did it with Drew.
And so I think you got to do something. And if you sign Adam Cole right away, the day that he becomes available, which is the 19th, which is the Friday before, you get him signed. I think you got to have him doing something in the ring. Do you call him
Adam Cole? I think you have to, right?
You have to. I know they're going back into not letting guys use their names.
But I think Adam Cole is so big.
Adam Cole.
You can't.
He's the only 3-time Ring of Honor champion.
Yeah. I think you have to call him.
And you had guys like Samoa Joe come in while they were still in the midst of making everybody change their name. I mean, we made Finn change his name. We made Hideo change his name to the names they have now.
Yeah.
When Kenta was probably a more marketable name because of New Japan, not New Japan, but the other one.
Yeah, great. I know what you're talking about.
That's the one, DDT.
Yes.
That Kenny Omega used to wrestle for. I think if you have these huge, huge indie names and you sign them, you kind of have to let them use that name.
But you got to bring the marketability.
Bobby Roode, you let Bobby Roode use his name.
You have to bring that marketability.
But I think they changed the way that he spells his name. I think it was Rhode in TNA.
I don't remember.
And now it's Oode.
I thought that's how it always was. Subtle change,
but.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. It's like Taz. Remember when Taz was in WWF?
I feel
and
like
it was T-A-Z.
And then it was T-A-Z-Z.
And it was T-A-Z-Z and ECW. Yeah.
I think, in the case of Aleister Black.
That's how it was spelled on his tattoo.
Was it?
Yeah. If you ever look at his tattoo, that's how it was spelled.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I think in the case of Aleister Black, like you had, whether you wanted to or not, you had to change that name.
But yeah, because, I mean, it was Tommy Inn, but.
You wanted to avoid the Tommy fucking Inn chant.
Yeah. But as far as the U.S. crowd, not a lot of the people in the U.S. knew Tommy Inn.
No.
I mean, if you were in the UK market, you definitely knew who Tommy Inn was.
Yeah.
And that's why they used the Tommy Inn name, even though Aleister Black was already, that was his name already at the UK tournament.
Yeah.
But they still announced him as Tommy Inn.
Yeah, because they were in UK.
Yeah.
But I feel like there was enough people, especially in the NXT circle, that if you would have named him Tommy Inn, you would have ended up with the Tommy fucking Inn chance.
Yeah.
And they're not going to want that. So I get why his name was
not
changed.
Not on TV. All right, moving into Backlash. we got a whole bunch of matches here.
Yeah.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 matches.
All right, let's hit them. Huh? Let's do it.
Starting with the pre-show match, we got Ty Dillinger making his SmackDown pay-per-view debut against Aiden English.
Ty Dillinger
all the way. But back if this was NXT 2 years ago, Aiden English. things have changed. Right. Luke Harper versus Eric Rowan.
Luke Harper.
I like this. Luke Harper. Yeah, definitely with the big win there.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin.
Sami, I don't know. They've been kind of pushing Sami like shit, and they're trying to push Baron really hard.
I think you got to push.
But I'm going Sami.
You're going Sammy, I'm going Baron Corbin.
I'm going Sammy, but Baron's going to get a beatdown after.
I think Baron's next in line for that WWE title.
He probably is, but I bet Sammy wins with some sort of roll-up or something, and Baron gets a beatdown, and then I bet we get a triple threat for that title somehow.
Yeah. Finally making his SmackDown debut. Not really, because it's a pay-per-view. The Artist.
His in-ring debut.
In-ring debut. The Artist, Shinsuke Nakamura. Television debut. Versus
fucking Nakamura, like
Dolph
Nakamura Ziggler. For sure.
I'm going with Dolph.
You're going Dolph?
No, I'm going Nakamura.
Nakamura.
I was playing 2K17 earlier on my lunch break, and I've been meaning to finish out my Royal Rumble pay per view with the Royal Rumble match. So I go, okay, my two guys for my main event, or two guys that I want to either win my Royal Rumble. I either want Finn Balor or Nakamura.
Yeah.
Nakamura comes out first. I picked Finn. Because I was like, okay, I'll pick Finn. Nakamura came out like midway through the Rumble and got eliminated before I could come out. So it's like, shit, I got to win with Finn.
Right.
I have to win with Finn. And I came out like at number 21 as Finn. And freaking Roman Reigns and The Rock just worked me over and over. And I didn't eliminate anybody. I got eliminated. So
who won that Rumble?
Then I came in as Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to push Ziggler to the moon now. This is my chance to push Ziggler to the freaking moon on my game. And I got eliminated with 5 to go. So So I just right away hit X so that my next guy could come out. You know what it was?
Yeah.
Kofi goddamn Kingston. So going to WrestleMania, Royal Rumble winner on W2K17, Kofi goddamn Kingston.
Goddamn.
So he will be my, hopefully, I'm going to try to win the title with him.
Do it. There's an achievement try my or best. A trophy for it. So.
But it came down to, it was the final three was Kofi, Cesaro, and Cody Rhodes. Yeah. I have
is
a
Cody already in the game?
No, he is at Stardust.
Yeah.
But somebody just took the face paint off of him and just have him there. As, nice. Yeah. So, I was like, do I let Cody win or Cesaro win? And I was like, no, Kofi goddamn Kingston.
So Kofi goddamn
Kingston. Kofi's going to the main event at WrestleMania. Finally.
Right.
It's finally happening. I told you. So Shinsuke Nakamura winning that match. Naomi, Charlotte Flair, and Becky Lynch versus the Welcoming Committee. In a match I really don't get, but I'm okay with it because we're establishing. They're having a hard time establishing a number one contender, so to speak, for this title. And maybe this is just holding off until somebody new shows up in SmackDown that is a viable threat besides Charlotte. Because I feel like Charlotte, like, alone is just, you know, unstoppable.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm okay with that. I got to... But I do have the Welcoming Committee winning this match.
Yeah, I'm probably saying the same. Yeah. I would say the Welcoming Committee. It's a terrible name.
The first title match of the evening, U.S. Championship match between Kevin Owens and AJ Styles. Does the face of America, that's what he's calling himself, right?
Yeah.
The face, because it's his huge face on the rampway.
Yeah, I'm going Kevin Owens.
I got to go with Kevin Owens because you're too early into this gimmick still.
This gimmick's so great.
It's so good.
I don't want it to end anytime soon.
Yeah, and I feel like AJ is going to be back in that world title picture sometime soon.
Yeah.
SmackDown Tag Team Championships, the Usos versus Breezango.
Breezango, please.
Oh, you go. Yeah, you want Breezango to win?
I'm so tired of the Usos.
You don't like the Usos?
I like them, but I don't know, man. It's like the same thing every week with them.
Yeah, so they're changing it up.
I love the character. Don't get me wrong. I love what they're doing as heels, and I've said it before. But I just feel like it's plateauing. It's becoming uninteresting.
Yeah.
So unless they can, like, go over the top as heels.
I think they got to beat somebody big like American Alpha again.
I would think so, too. I want Breezango to win, but I'm probably going with it. I'm going Usos.
I like the Usos. I like what they're doing, and yeah.
I mean, they're going to win. If I'm going by predictions and I'm betting money, the Usos.
I love Breezango. I love Fandango, and I love Tyler Breeze.
I like what they're
two
doing
of my
with
favorites.
Them right now.
And I think it's great. That's a great gimmick they're giving, and they're just like, they took that crappy gimmick, and they're making it work at the Fashion Police, and I thought it was hilarious. But, I loved it last week on last week's SmackDown where they were investigating the paint on the ground and they go into the door and it's the Ascension just beating their chest and grunting.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like, oh. And then Tyler Breeze is like, I'm getting too old for this.
Yes.
So kudos to them. I actually think they tag team back in FCW. I feel like
really?
They did as Johnny Curtis and Mike Dalton. That's their original names. If you ever watch any old NXT, and you actually go back to when Seth was first champion, Tyler Breeze is still wrestling as Mikey Dalton.
Yep.
So I'll go, and Johnny Curtis is Fandango. Yep. So it's crazy stuff. So WWE Championship match, we got Randy Orton defending that title against Jinder Mahal.
Yeah. Randy Orton's boring
this
right now.
Title run is so boring.
Yeah. Jinder is interesting. Like, he's made himself really interesting, and they're going to India.
Yeah.
So it's Jinder Mahal 1,000 times.
It is so boring. And we've successfully made AJ Styles' face.
Yeah.
We've made him a baby face.
Ready? Again. Are you ready? Because when they're done with the India tour, it's going to be AJ Styles and Jinder Mahal.
I hope so. I'm hoping for Jinder Mahal win. The guy deserves it. He's been there for a long time. He's going to get that "you deserve it" chant.
Yeah.
Whether he wants to or not.
I'd be ready on the India tour. They're big events. I would bet money right now it's going to be Kevin Owens.
Because you're going to run Jinder as a face in India.
Yeah.
There's exactly no way about it. You're going to run
him. That's what I'm saying.
Face.
They're going to run him against like Kevin Owens or somebody.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have the USA versus India.
No. Kevin Owens is Canadian.
But you got the face
of the
USA.
Oh, the US title. Yeah. Ah, I see what you're doing there. Yeah. So those are our predictions, man. I'm looking forward to TakeOver and Backlash being both great shows.
Yeah, I think so.
So it should be a lot of fun.
And the UK event.
Try to get them watched because there's a lot of stuff going on in town.
I know.
We got a lot of graduations coming up.
God,
if you know anybody.
Even this last week.
Yep. College graduation. So there's like 4 different ones. Let me just tell you, I'm stressed at work. No, I'm not really stressed. Just swamped.
And we're dead. like because of graduation. Because of that. And stuff, wow. Yeah. And yeah. Mother's Day and everything. It's just been.
I just had. So I work at a school that's like a private school or junior college.
Military
as
school.
Well. Military school. And so just like we check out laptops to students. They can pay a certain amount of money and they get to check out a laptop for the whole year. And
they're checking them all back.
Thousands in. Of laptops. Like we had like 1,600 laptops out. And like I've only gotten back like 800 of them.
How many?
800.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's insane. So,
what happens if they don't return
them? They don't return them. We have to file a police report. So you can imagine how many police reports we
Holy
have to file.
Holy shit.
On top of that, not only the cadets, but teachers that were there, they check out laptops. And even some of them haven't brought them back. That's even more embarrassing.
They have until when?
Today was a deadline.
Really?
For teachers, yeah. So it's hilarious.
When's the deadline for students?
That already passed. That was last Holy Friday because they're not even there anymore. All the students are gone. So if they didn't leave, which a lot of them will probably end up finding
in their rooms and dorms.
So we'll probably find the majority there, but we have trackers on them.
Oh, really? It's
pretty awesome. So you can actually track it down. But it's not out of the norm. They said they've definitely found some in other.
And like, they file police reports all the time?
They've seen them in other countries.
Really?
And yeah, it's a you're in possession of stolen property. So
damn, that's awesome.
It's nuts. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So questions or comments or news. We already went over news. We did have one request. One of our fans' birthday is coming up. Actually, the day this show pops up on the podcast feed on Thursday, May 18th. Good friend Joe Luno's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, great.
And he just wanted to know what Michael P.S. Hayes, the Macho Man, and Dusty Rhodes would say to Joe Luna on his birthday. What would Michael P.S. Hayes... He's alive, so we don't have to conjure him. So we can kind of theorize what Hayes would say.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe, man. I hope you don't find yourself just drunk and fucked up on Bad Street. Because I've been there, man. Fucking pills are a bitch. I hope you get some birthday poontang. You know, you're in Arizona. I'm sure you could find a woman named Rosa Mendez. But yeah, man, I hope you get yourself some birthday poontang. And now, fuck it, man. End up on Bad Street. You only live once, man. Fucking especially, enjoy it,
especially
man.
On his birthday, right?
Yeah, fucking end up on Bad Street in your
bad
birthday.
Street,
go to jail. Fuck it.
Arizona.
Just make sure you don't have a bunch of Quaaludes up your asshole when you go to jail. That's all I'm saying. I've been there, man.
Quaaludes. All right. Get out of Michael PSAs. Thank you so much.
Fuck off.
All right. If somebody in the spirit of Randy Macho Man Savage, send him on down first.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Hey, Macho, how are you doing today? Yeah. It's been a while since I spoke to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been a while. Yeah.
Anything interesting happening, like, back up in heaven?
Yeah, we were playing bocce ball with Crash Holly.
Yeah, you got it. It's all right. He's a little jobber.
Yeah, he's a jobber, man. Not very many people give him any respect up there, man. Yeah, gotta
good
be,
guy.
Gotta be yay high to ride the ride.
And he was probably like, 4 foot? Yeah. 11 tops.
Yeah, he was.
And heels.
Yeah, we were playing badminton with Tess Martin. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
That guy is way too tall to play Batman against.
Yeah, he spikes it every time. Yeah.
I think he did play volleyball.
I bet he did. Yeah.
I know you're talking about Batman, but spiking it, yeah. Hey, I got a good friend, Joe Luna. It's
Joe
his birthday
Luna,
coming up.
Yeah.
Can you wish him a happy birthday?
You know, Joe Luna is a slimy son of a bitch. Yeah. You want me to cut a promo on Joe?
Yeah. Please cut
Joe
a
promo. Joe Luna! Yeah. Yeah, you're not part of the Mega Powers anymore. Yeah. Yeah, you and me, Joe, we've never been friends. No, never. You know, I turned my back on you and you tried to slide into Miss Elizabeth. Tried to slide into her DMs. Yeah. Yeah, not going to have it anymore, Joe. No.
Into those DMs, Joe.
I'm going to climb up to the top. Cream always rises to the top, Joe. And I'm going to come right back down with that elbow. Yeah, and I'm going to look at you dead in the eyes while you lay there on the mat and tell you happy birthday, you son of a bitch.
That was fantastic, Macho. Thank you so much for your time this evening. You need to get a hold of Dusty Rhodes for me.
Yeah, let me get Dusty on the way down.
Thank you, Macho.
I'm on my way down there.
Oh, hey,
on my way. Hey, what are we doing here?
Dusty, I just want to let you know, I definitely this time saved the best for last.
Yeah. Almost. Oh, you son of a bitch. You're stealing my thunder trying to kick the door down, you
Macho
son of a bitch.
You're saved the best for last. The Macho couldn't have it.
You hear that? He always had to have top billing, that son of a bitch. I'm busy running around with polka dots on.
Yeah.
And he's got to be the cream of the crop every time. Always got to have top billing.
Yeah, and you know what, though? You know what, though? After about 4 years of that shit, 4 years of him having that top billing, he ended up in Stephanie's panties, and he went straight down to the bottom, right to that announcer's table. You see what happens when Vince finds that shit up?
He did. He did. Hey, you remember when you and Macho were both in NWO together at the same time?
Oh, the NWO, baby.
Were those hard times?
Those were always hard times, man. The NWO, especially when I joined, that was the last of it. That was the worst of the goddamn worst.
You know, that was...
That's essentially where that Bullet Club is heading, baby.
Yeah, eventually.
Just wait. You know they're going to be fucking just done when Disco Inferno joins
them. I'm waiting for that day. Joe Luna is one of our good friends and big fan of the show, and his birthday's coming up. You wanna wish him a happy birthday?
Joe Luna, if you're listening to this, there's hard times on the horizon, baby. You're gonna wake up in a funk, just fucked up from your birthday parties, man. I swear to God, just make sure you're ready. Don't let that son of a bitch Ric Flair slip you any drugs during your party. Everything's going to be okay, baby. That's hot times. Hot times for Joe going forward.
He's turning 34.
Yeah, he found...
What were you doing when you were 34?
Oh, when I was 34, baby, I was running in WA.
I bet. I literally were. I mean...
Yes, baby. Writing the check.
All right, Dusty. I'm going to let you go.
No, I'm not going anywhere. You finish this podcast out with me here, right, baby.
All right, cool. Dusty, I want to thank you so much for wishing Joe Luna a happy birthday.
Yeah, fuck
he's
Joe
a,
Luna.
He's a big fan. That's what I was waiting for. And on that note, guys, hey, remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments by following us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow us on our personal accounts as well. You can follow me at Mateo83. You can follow Jeremy, who is currently inhabited by the soul and spirit of Dusty Rhodes.
Help me.
You can follow Jeremy at jvader82. That is jayvader82. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. Guys, we have a YouTube channel. Subscribe to us on YouTube. And if you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question anyway, ask away. Email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com or smartmarksquestions@provengamer.com. Again, that email, smartmarksquestions@gmail.com, smartmarksquestions@provengamer.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on provengamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link, which shows you're a fan of the show. We get a little bit of help from Amazon to help keep the lights on. Seriously, we hope this is how that works. Lights are on. Remember, you can stream, download, rate the show via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and ProvenGamer.com. Coming soon, iHeartRadio. We talked about it last week just a little bit. Dusty, are you pretty happy that we're going to be on iHeartRadio?
What the fuck is iHeartRadio? Oh,
fantastic. Please be sure to give us that 5-star Frog's Last rating. Leave us a funny review that we can read on the show while you're there at ProvenGamer.com. You can check out other awesome game reviews and articles and the Trophy Horrors podcast. So make ProvenGamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Thanks again for listening, Marks. Once again, I am Matt. He is Jeremy. That is Dusty Rhodes. We'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out.